Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Welcome to the Hot Me Crowd of Solana. Welcome to the Hot Me Crowd of Solana. Welcome to the Hot Me Crowd of Solana. Welcome to the show. Welcome to the show. Crowd of Solana. Welcome to the show. Crowd of Solana. Welcome to the show. Crowd of Solana. Welcome to the show with the three amigos. Hot Me Crowd and Solana on FM radio. Them boys be sliding, so we riding and we ready to go. 100,000 watts full throttle, baby, ready to blow. We passing Boca up to Jupiter, we got your attention. You can tune in anywhere, but listen at your discretion. To the legend, Mr. Hot Me can stop from each other, deuce. My brother got his own hot burger at Tucker Deuce. Now my Rushmore of these sports, spitting the truth. It's Channing Crowd, the greatest dolphin to rock up 52. Solana one, best of Miami, the voice of FIU. We reppin' to Miami, the Heat and the Panthers too. We reppin' for the Marlins, the Dolphins, that's how we do. We reppin' for the Crips, so it's always about the U. Hey Jimmy, please get a bell on the phone and tell him that it's on. I finally got his name on the song. Can't do him wrong, cause it sounds so sweet. You speak the facts while I keep the crowd on their feet. Football season be the reason that I be bringing this heat. Georgia music representing 104.3. Hey, show out the Solana. Welcome to the show out the Solana. Welcome to the show out the Solana. Welcome to the show.
Welcome to the show on a Football Friday. Very, very, very big, important Football Friday.
Yes, sir.
Canes, FSU, tomorrow night, Tallahassee. Let's get it on.
That's going to be fun.
I'm like Marvin Gaye. Let's get it on.
He was talking about something else.
You sure? I thought he was talking about a football game.
No.
Are you sure?
No, he was talking about something
else. Let's get it on.
Ah, baby.
Yeah, read something to y'all on this Football Friday. This is from the Miami Hurricane. Omar Pinto in the Miami Hurricane. That's the campus newspaper. Hatred, violence, ego, swagger. Few college rivalries hold the emotional weight that will flood through Tallahassee as number 3 Miami clashes with number 18 Florida State for the 70th time. Saturday night's game will hold implications on ACC standings, recruiting momentum, and bragging rights. The teams first met in 1951. They have played every year since 1963.
Ooh.
Making it one of the longest uninterrupted annual matchups in college football history. The series remains as close as can be with the U holding a 36-33 lead. And it goes on and on, talks about it, and it says, Saturday night will mark the 27th time the two opponents face off as ranked opponents. And with this being Miami's first conference game this season and FSU's second, it will be huge in determining who could win the ACC this year. They go on to say the stage is as big as ever The atmosphere will be electric, and the fans will be riled up as can be. Another page in this historic rivalry is about to be written.
Yep.
Canes need this one. Canes need this one. And I know Danny Cannell said yesterday, like, the pressure, obviously, FSU needs it because this can change their conference. I mean, they could still be in the ACC championship game if they beat Miami. Canes need this for me for one reason, which is they've had nice victories. Notre Dame and Florida. I don't care about Florida. That's still a good victory. USF was supposed to be a super tough team when they came in. This is their first road game. And I don't want to pretend that it's the end of the season because it's not. It's still the beginning. But we don't want to see that drop off. And so for me, I want to see them go into Tallahassee tomorrow night, kick a little ass, and move on with their undefeated season.
And if you're a national championship contender, you go and whoop people, no matter who it is. Rivalry since 1901. You go and whoop them. Like when Jameis was at Florida State and they were the big dog and they came and whooped Miami. Like, that's how it's supposed to be. And the rivalries means more, but past the names, past the all that, if Miami really thinks y'all of them, y'all of those dudes, they should go in there and beat Florida State. They should beat anybody they put against them. Is it different?
If this is one of those VTech. If this is one of those magical seasons, you got to knock down Notre Dame, Florida, Florida State. You're 2-for-3 right now.
Yep.
Like, listen, you're gonna. I again, to go undefeated, I don't think is realistic. You're going to have a stumble here or there. What you don't want to have is what you had happen last season, which is just you completely collapse at the end. And then when you need one against Syracuse, you have it and then collapse during the actual game itself. Yeah. So for me, though, it's a magical season. If you knock down Notre Dame, Florida, and Florida State, then you can afford that stumble at the end to I don't know who's on the schedule. Stanford, like, you can afford that stumble to someone at the end.
Pitt.
Yeah, play Louisville.
Pitt on the road scares the hell out of me every
Louisville.
Year. Louisville. Louisville stinks this year, man. Louisville stinks. Yeah.
They play Virginia Tech still. It's the ACC, fellas. Beat Florida State. Like, come on. We're acting like this is a powerhouse conference.
Anyway, Sports Talk on WQAM is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today.
And this is going to be their first nasty atmosphere, though.
Yes. Their first road game.
Yeah. So, but Carson, like, I don't know. There's no, like, the ballers on this team, the receiving core is young. Like, who would get shook? I don't, like, that whole, oh, Carson Beck has been in way worse situations than that. He's not going to give a damn. I don't know. The offensive line is veterans. The defensive line is veterans. Like, I don't think it's going to affect him that much.
I hope not. Carson Beck, we know. I mean, here's the thing with Carson Beck. He just, who was it? Was it Danny Cannell or someone else this week who said, hey, that game that he played against Florida was more reminiscent of what we saw of him at the end of his Georgia career. Mm-hmm. And so are we starting to see that guy again? They can't play the way on offense tomorrow night that they did against Florida and get out of there with a win, I don't think.
But it's a different defense. Like, that's why I take issue. I'm not saying Carson Beck played great. Florida had only allowed 2 touchdowns before that game. Their defense, specifically, Florida's offense is anemic, which is why they don't win games. But Florida's defense is a good defense. FSU's defense isn't even comparable to what Florida put on the field. It's their offense you have to be worried about. So, like, I don't think it's fair to compare FSU's defense and Florida's defense and say, well, that's what they did against Florida. Uh-oh, watch out. Like, no, that was Florida's strong suit. You're not going to see that against FSU.
And I'll tell you, if you have a Heisman hopeful at quarterback, I don't care if you're playing a good defense or not. You still can't have that kind of offensive performance. I mean, there was just nothing going on.
And I tell you, I'm not saying Carson Beck's going to win the Heisman. He's better than Chesley Morris, whoever the hell that boy's name was from UVA that went up and down the field on him. Morris Chestnut. I don't know his name. Carson Beck is better than him.
What do we all think is going to happen this weekend? What do we think is going to happen with UMFSU and with Dolphins, Panthers?
Win-win. Both close.
I feel like the – and Chuba Hubbard's out, right, for Carolina?
Is he out?
I think he's officially sure? – I think he's officially out.
Whew, thank God.
That makes a huge – I mean, huge difference. I think the Dolphins' role on Sunday – is he out officially?
Out officially. That sucks for my fantasy team. Damn.
Did you?
Oh, you got him?
Yeah, I got him.
Did you pray for that on what was it? The rest and easy, fast and easy.
Yeah, rest and easy.
Boy, Chuba Hubbard's out. That is a blessing there because we can't stop. Easy. We can't stop the run.
Did you fast, Solana? Did you fast yesterday?
I did. I cheated a little bit though. I had some water throughout the day, so I did fast.
Oh, that's not cheating.
Well, it is cheating.
And then how'd you? Well, I mean,
based on the Hockman standard, it's not cheating, but
what are we doing here? I cheated once. I had a sip of RC Zero.
That got you. You walked past the refrigerator.
I couldn't walk past it again. I just couldn't walk past it again.
Listen, you know, this is a conversation between you and the big guy upstairs. I don't know what the situation is.
Well, I had it with him before I had the sip of RC Zero.
Well, I was going to say,
like, big fella, you okay with this? Because zero calories and zero sugar.
Pretty much nothing.
I was going to say, big fella upstairs had to have judged you when he's like, oh, he's going to cheat a little bit. No problem. A little sip of Coca-Cola. RC Zero? Like, straight to hell. Boom.
Right. Yeah. Like, no, not a pretzel, nothing.
Right.
I had to have one sip, not even a can, one sip. I couldn't get it out of my head. Couldn't get it out of my head. Let's do headlines. Gino Toretta is going to join us. He is in California. He's doing the UCLA game for Touchdown Radio. Who's it? Penn State? Penn State, UCLA, I think.
Oh, that's a good one.
I think it's Penn State.
No, UCLA might be the worst team literally in college football this year.
Oh,
yeah, but you know how Gino schedules. You know how Gino schedules his broadcast assignments, and he's from California, so this is just a trip home paid for by Touchdown Radio.
You know, it's so funny. Hey, Louisville's good. Here they are. No, they're terrible. Man, UCLA, Penn State—that's a great one. No, UCLA is the worst team in the nation. Yeah.
I mean, you're just going off name recognition. UCLA got routed at home. They're the team that got Nico Amalaliva or whatever from, wasn't it Tennessee? Remember, he's the kid that Amalaliva that he.
Oh, I remember mispronouncing his name all last season.
Right. He's the kid. I think it was at Tennessee where his dad convinced him, like, yo, I want the money. Like, I'm leaving. I want the money. He ended up leaving, lands at UCLA. Bro, listen to this. I know because I watch a lot of SportsCenter. UCLA got routed by Utah at home, 43-10 to open up their season. They lost to UNLV by 7 points. They got blown out by New Mexico, the Lobos, 35-10, and they lost to Northwestern last week, 17-14. Bro, Penn State might put up 100 points on these guys. I'm not kidding.
All I know about UCLA is I saw a crowd shot. I don't know if it was last week or the week before. If there were 400 people in that, like, they play in, like, the Coliseum or something. Like, it, you know, it's that, was it the Rose Bowl?
The Rose Bowl.
Or something? Like,
yeah,
it's
a
legendary stadium. It was empty. Remember UCLA in their heyday? I'm talking, like, 80s. UCLA, well, I mean, you couldn't get a ticket to watch them play football. That place was empty, like empty.
They fired my friend. I just looked it up. Deshaun Foster. Remember the running back? I believe he played for Carolina. Yeah, he was the head coach.
Remember his opening press conference for UCLA?
Yes.
He froze for like 30 seconds. He didn't know what to say. Go back and watch his opening press conference. You want to talk about being written in the book of life for Yom Kippur. His book was written at that opening press conference. There was no way he was going to last.
Man, they fired him. I knew he was there, but yeah. My mom or friends, they were like the NFL Mothers Association together
really?
And stuff. Yeah. Damn, D.
Look at that. Damn, D. He must be very close to him. You're finding out now. Anyway, Gino's going to join us from California, and Lee Sterling is going to join us with some winners, hopefully, for this weekend. Let's do headlines brought to you by Doral Kia, home of the Pricito, our lowest price. Visit them at Doral Kia or DoralKia.com.
This is your prototypical football weekend. I mean, you've got the Dolphins, Hurricanes playing a massive matchup. There's battles all across the NFL and college football, and MLB playoffs begin tomorrow.
Yeah.
But I'm going to start with Nico Jovic getting a contract extension, baby. Woo! Well done, Miami Heat.
Yeah, I really had to lock him up.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
How the tables have turned over the years. You guys spend years making fun of me for liking Bad Bunny. He's headlining the Super Bowl. And I've been telling you for 3 years, Nico Jovic is the real deal.
This is your time. This is your time, man. Enjoy it.
The Miami Heat give him the
play him?
Sack. Who cares? The Miami Heat give him a sack, 62
million. You just love
million.
Him so much you wanted to see him get paid?
No, I legitimately think it's the right move. I legitimately believe it's the right move here. Lock him up before he has a breakout season.
Doing what?
Hooping. That's what he does. We've got football tonight. USF plays Charlotte tonight, gentlemen. USF plays Charlotte. And hockey.
I'm just looking because I got a text from Steven Preciado, our old producer.
Mm-hmm.
He says Louisville's 4-0. You said they stink.
Are they 4-0?
Yeah, they're 4-0.
Just lie.
I was one for two. I was right on I was right on UCLA. I was wrong on Louisville.
Appreciate it, Steven.
Nah, but they haven't played anybody. Yeah. Eastern Kentucky, James Madison, Bowling Green. They beat Pitt. Pitt's
no, team. I'm just saying. Crowder said we were talking about the stumble at the end of the season for UM, who it would be, and he said Louisville, which was a fair team to say, and you dismissed him by saying they stink.
The reason I dismissed him is because UM doesn't leave the state until November 1st when they go to SMU. They're going to play FSU on the road, and then they're playing two home games, Louisville, Stanford. And to me, the stumble comes after that. When you have to go to SMU, you have to go to
Virginia
Tech.
That's a totally
Tech.
Different answer than Louisville stinks, though.
What does it have to do, this whole word soup you just made, that you said Louisville stinks in their 4-0?
Louisville stinks, bro. I'm telling you, the Canes will beat them by double digits. I'll put money on it right now. Canes win that All game right. by double digits.
I hope you're right.
I hope. Does your fiance, you get away with that crap you just tried to do to us? To
Every
her?
100%, but it's not just his fiance. It's his entire family.
I was right about UCLA, though. I was right about UCLA. They stink.
That's not how being wrong about something works, though.
Well,
you know what I mean? Like, when you're wrong about something, you don't just blurt about something you were once right on.
I don't know.
Doesn't take away. Well, no.
I don't know if.
It doesn't take away from being wrong on it.
Hawk, I don't know if you've been paying attention to our political climate, but that's pretty much how things work nowadays.
That's what drives me crazy about it. That's exactly what drives me crazy about it.
Pretty much how things work nowadays. All right, the Dolphins are going to play Sunday at 1 p.m. They are in Charlotte. And you were right about Chuba Hubbard. He's out, and they have a long list on their injury report.
I was surprised that didn't move the line, because the line is still Dolphins minus one. I thought with Chuba Hubbard being out, it might even go up to two or something. But, I mean, how are they going to beat the Dolphins?
I don't know. Who's their backup running back? Him? Whoever him
Bryce
is.
Young. Bryce Young's the backup running back.
Whoever him is behind Chuba Hubbard, that's who's going to beat the Dolphins.
It kind of gives you, it's what you were saying the other day, Hawk, based on who Fox allocated for the broadcast. This yeah. gives you an idea of what nationally people still think of the Dolphins, despite the win on Monday Night Football. It's that they're really bad. It's Rico Dowdle, by the way, and Trevor Ooh. Etienne.
The guy from the Jaguars?
Well, it's Travis Etienne plays for the Jaguars. Trevor Etienne plays for the Panthers.
Oh, okay.
That's like Goron and Zoran.
They got the lesser of the Etiennes.
Hey, DJ Dallas.
Like Giannis and Thonis.
DJ Dallas is on Charlotte. On Carolina, excuse me.
Hey, speaking of Giannis and Thonis. I don't know what his name is.
Thanasis. Thanasis.
You see where they're holding their training camp? Milwaukee?
Milwaukee, where? No.
You don't know, Solana?
No, I haven't seen it.
You don't know where they're practicing right now today?
Milwaukee. I have no idea. No.
The Milwaukee Bucks. They are holding their training camp at FIU.
What?
How do you not know that? You're the voice of FIU. It says it in our song.
That can't be right. Nobody let me know about that. Nobody gave me the invite. That can't be right.
Uh-oh. Solana, you got to put your hoof down on this one, Solana.
That's crazy. They are. I'm looking at it right now.
I know.
At Giannis.
I can't believe you don't know that.
At the beach. FIU's court called the beach.
Mm.
They play here. During preseason. Maybe that's why. Kind of bizarre, though.
I don't know. I would think you would know. You're the Heat, NBA, and FIU guy.
Yeah. Pretty much
Stop
right up my alley.
Pac-12 football and re-engage with the NBA.
They play here Monday for preseason, which probably explains it. That a couple days, come down to Miami. Nobody wants to be in Milwaukee.
Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
All right, guys. Canes FSU tomorrow. That's cool. I had no idea.
That is. I know.
Kind of set me up there in a bad way, considering yesterday we weren't supposed to be on our phones. We weren't supposed to really be engaged with anything. Hawk was drinking RC soda, tweeting all day. I was following.
Yeah, who said you're not supposed to be on your phones?
You're not supposed to be on your phones on Yom Kippur.
What are you talking? How can I atone for my sins if I don't look back through my calendar and figure out which days I had sinned? I'm specific when I'm asking for forgiveness.
It's a lot of speaking in generalities.
I don't even know if that's true.
Circle talking to God. In the meantime, I've got a whole punch list.
But I'll tell you what. At least I didn't have to apologize for cheating with RC Cola. I win immediately. I win.
Well, I figure the best day to sin is Yom Kippur. You don't even have to wait till the next year, right, to ask for forgiveness.
Yeah,
you get it like that moment.
A good point. Kind of like the way Christians have it, or at least I know Catholics. I went to a Catholic private school. They can just
Catholics,
go.
Can't they go ask for forgiveness at any time, any moment?
Yeah, confession. Yep. You can just walk right into confession. Oh. The priest doesn't even look at you. You got the divider, and you could be in there every day.
Oh, I got to have that. I mean, we atone. We're in a temple full of people. They're judging you. You go, oh, look, Hockman. Hockman seems to be taking it very seriously this year. Let's see the look on Mrs. Hockman's face and see, try to figure out what's going on here.
Hey, I'm a Baptist. We just have to ask. We could be watching the baseball game and just ask.
Really? You don't have to go anywhere?
No, we don't have to starve ourselves. We don't have to go in
the box. You don't have to forego RC Zero?
Nope. We just say, God, man, my bad, bro. You good, son.
I got to look into this. What's this called again?
Christian.
That's the water into wine guy?
Yeah, man. Wow. He had a big party, brought his homeboys over, chilled.
Kind of like the story of Funky Buddha. Something like that.
Ryan and KC.
All right, your weather sponsored by Chill Zone AC, featuring reliable Root AC systems. I feel like the only thing people learned about during this headlines portion was that Louisville stinks, but they actually don't. So I apologize.
Right.
I'll do better in the 3 o'clock hour.
But we did find, we got confirmation that UCLA stinks.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And we found out the Milwaukee Bucks are at FIU.
I learned something.
Nobody knew that but me.
Crazy. Make your AC great again. Visit chillzoneac.com. It's cloudy in South Florida. Right now it's around the mid-80s, tonight in the upper 70s. That is your weather.
All right, Gino Toretta is going to join us. We'll talk a little UMFSU with him.
This is Hawk, Crowder, and Solana.
It's a chain thing. You wouldn't understand.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
See Gino Toretta on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. He's in his car somewhere in the state of California. Before we talk football, I always remind you the best place to get geared up with Canes merch is Caneswear. Caneswear.com. Gino Toretta, the Heisman Trophy winner, joins us usually on Thursdays, but we were off yesterday, courtesy of the local 519 Plumbers Union in football and in life. It's about being on the right team. Join the winning team at Local 519 Plumbers Union, a proven path to a strong career. Visit plumbers519.com. Like I said earlier, Gino will be on the call tomorrow in LA, UCLA, and Penn State on Touchdown Radio. Hello, Gino.
Hawk, how you doing? I'm visiting my dream school, picking up credentials, and just reliving when I was told I wasn't good enough to play here, nor did they recruit me. So,
yeah, was UCLA your dream school? I imagine it was, being a California kid.
Stanford was first because I knew how much their degree was worth back when we couldn't make a few million dollars as a college player. So Stanford was one, UCLA was two, and both of them missed out.
Well, how did was Miami three or?
Well, I mean, let's be honest. For football, Miami was number one. They just won the national championship. And when I went on a visit, and it was the ticker tape parade, and I was like, I want that. I just want to be on a championship team. I mean, I think that. I don't know if I was realistic, Channing. I tell people my roommate might have invented Google and I wouldn't have to be working right now, but I had to go to Miami and win a Heisman. So, I don't know. There's trade-offs to everything, if you will. But this is I will say this. If you take your kids on a visit around this campus in Westwood, it's pretty damn nice.
Yeah, that's always been a great-looking campus and a great-looking football stadium. UMFSU tomorrow night. So, what I've said a couple times this week was, I don't know if Miami can beat FSU in Tallahassee if Carson Beck and the offense played the way they did in the Florida game. Do you think that's a fair take or no?
Well, I would say this, after watching Virginia just maul them at the line of scrimmage, if you're going to say somebody's offensive line is better than Miami's, I think you're dead wrong. I think these dudes are huge. They're just going to maul people. I think if you watch that film, Mario might say, let's just run the ball 100 snaps in a row. They have to be more balanced. I would agree with you, Hawk, because Beck is not the running quarterback that Morris is at Virginia. So Florida State's defense doesn't have to stop that threat. But they have to be more balanced. And Beck needs to play better. I thought we talked about it, last week after the Florida game. I thought he was tentative throwing the ball. I don't know why, but he was tentative throwing the ball, but he has all the skills and ability, and they need to be more balanced. And listen, they're going to get a lot better shot from Florida State than what Virginia got out of Florida State. They're saving their best. And we wish they were undefeated going up there, but they're not. And we'll just have to kind of rip out their hearts again, I guess.
And Gino, on the other side of that, I'll even take a shot at DJ Lagway at Florida. Castellano is the best quarterback UM seen so far. He's better than DJ. He's better than Byron Brown. He's better than that young boy from Notre Dame. Like, they've played some teams, but Castellano impressed me against UVA.
Well, the thing is, Shanny, is he can run. So now you don't have the advantage. You know, it's 11 on 11, and he can run. He can spin it enough. You know, Deuce Robinson, the kid that the wideout that transferred from out here at USC, is a big son of a bitch. I don't think anybody's guarded him. The only thing that stopped him is when he drops the ball. And they have playmakers. You know what I mean? People say, well, it was a trap game against Virginia. Listen, short week games suck for the visiting team. And that's what we saw. We saw a visiting team go on the road and, you know, just didn't play their best football, and they got caught, and they lost the game against Virginia. But, yeah, Castellanos is going to pose some problems. I will just say this. You're going to show me two better defensive linemen than Mesidor and old boy Bain on the other side. I don't care who the quarterback is. I'd be like, all right, Max Protect, chip them sons of bitches every time we get the ball, because I don't want to get hit. Yeah, don't really. Yeah, they're just, and it's, you know, what's amazing is just like Bain, man, he looks faster. I mean, it's like, it's Jason, he's using JT's moves, but JT could run, you know, more than Bain. Now it's like he's taught Bain how to get that kind of leverage and that lean, and just, man, he's pretty fun to watch.
Gino, if the Hurricanes do win this game, would you feel comfortable saying they're built to go and be the national title? Like, they're built for it. They're going to go on the road. Because what I'm seeing a lot of is they don't leave the state of Florida until November. They haven't even played an away game yet. FSU might be a little fraudulent because they lost to Virginia last week. And I just wonder, like, is this enough on their resume already? Because Hawk mentioned it earlier where he says they beat Notre Dame, they beat Florida. Now they're going to beat FSU on the road, who's ranked. Like, this would be enough, right, to say, hey, this is legit.
Well, first off, if they beat Florida State and are undefeated, the rest of their schedule, they're going to be favorites. I mean, you know, no offense to the rest of the Atlantic Coast Conference, but it has not been a strong conference thus far. Really, the strongest team, I would say, is Georgia Tech. They've played the most kind of impressive football. Clemson has not, you know, had a good year. You know, SMU stubbed their toes. So they're going to be favored the rest of the season. I think that what you can't do if you're Miami, you beat Florida State and you think, all right, you know, hey, this is clear sailing. Well, you know, BS on that. Clear sailing, it's every week now becomes more important to take care of business, and then you're going to go to the conference championship game and you got to take care of that. I mean, I just look at it as, yeah, they've positioned themselves well, but let's not lose sight of, we have not been in the conference championship game. So let's get there first. Let's win the conference. Then let's worry about, you know, where that throws us in the mix for the playoff and the national championship. But, you know, they have all the pieces, but I will say they need to continue to get better, and there's no reason why they can't.
So what do you think happens tomorrow night?
I think we run the ball 60 snaps and we pound the crap out of them. I really do. I mean, listen, really? We saw against Florida, Mario punching his hand, pound him, pound him, pound him. Do you not go into that game, Channing, and just be like, we're just going to pound the hell out of them and see if they can stop us? I mean, what I love is, you know, the Miami swagger has come normally from the skill guys. It's come from Michael Irvin saying, I'm going to run a fade and you can't stop me. Lamar, like, guys just talking smack. We got an offensive line. They tell the defense, we're running right here and you ain't going to stop us, and nobody can stop them. I mean, I love that the swag is up front. You got Bell. I mean, he's just an enormous human being at 6'9", and he's out there dancing like he's at Luke's nightclubs back in the 80s. I mean, it's awesome.
And, you know, that was talking about, I played at Doak once. It wasn't Neyland. It wasn't the Swamp. Like, I don't think it's that. You let me know how you think. I didn't feel as if it was that intimidating to go up to Tallahassee.
Well, I don't know if any stadium is intimidating. It's the dudes that walk out on the field that you're playing against that make it intimidating. I will say this. It's one of the loudest places I've ever played. It's an older Rector set stadium, like the Orange Bowl, like Penn State. The people get to stomping their feet and that metal gets reverberating the noise towards the field. You got the unison of the chant and that annoying stuff going on for 60 minutes. But you're right. If they don't have the dudes on the field, make it intimidating. No stadium's intimidating. You walk in and it's just some cement and some bleachers and you're like, all right, you walk in the big house with nobody in it. It's like, yeah, this is Michigan Stadium. UCLA. This is the big house. Yeah, whatever.
UCLA game that you're going to be doing. They haven't drawn anybody, right?
Well, they won't. Yeah. Hey, the best part is this is poor marketing 101. I get an email from UCLA because I've bought tickets for friends and clients. Blew out the stadium. Okay. Now, Penn State is two colors. They're white and blue.
White and blue.
Why would you pick one of those colors for your fans to wear? It makes like some of the sports marketing geniuses in this world really need to. I don't know. They need to learn the other team's colors first.
Have you gone to In-N-Out Burger while you've been out there in the?
I have not gone to In-N-Out. I may go. I came to campus, got my credentials, and saw some guys, saw some coaches that I know that has some ties to Miami, and I'm gonna go put on some run shorts, and I'm gonna go to the beach and run up and down the beach, and then I might have a cold one, and then maybe I'll have an In-N-Out then.
There you go. Run the beach like Rocky and Apollo Creed.
Not without my shirt on. Come on, man. Don't hold out on them. No. You know, the kids at Gulliver, they give me a bad time because I got a hairy chest. They're like, God damn, coach, what's wrong with you? I'll spare people. I remember McMahon and when I was in Minnesota, he started calling me Chewbacca. He's like, dude, you got some hairy chest. You need to trim that up. Take that sweater off.
Do you have a favorite UMFSU memory from your playing days?
Well, I would say this. When we beat them in 91 and Wide Right won, and I did not play well in 89 when I started as a redshirt freshman, threw four picks, albeit they were all in the first half and we were still tied by 10, but we lost the game. And I remember in the third quarter, we were backed up in the student section, and the entire stadium was chanting Gino, Gino, Gino. And I was just kind of chuckling. I was like, they think they're going to get me. They think they're going to, I'm going to make a mistake. And when after they missed the field goal and I took a knee to wind out the clock, victory formation, threw the ball up, that was my favorite memory. Cause it was damn satisfying that I got a chance to write the performance of 89.
Not too shabby, man.
And Hawk, I will say this, thankfully, ABC did not follow me with a camera because I ran to midfield and might have done something that they might not have been able to show.
All the stuff that doesn't go unseen anymore. You used to be able to do something
exactly
like that.
This stuff where Penn State State players are running to the sidelines and doing whatever. Yeah. Well, I did it on midfield, so it was a proud moment. Maybe not too proud of that, but emotions got the best of me, if you will.
That happens.
We got in a fist fight with Florida State at Florida when I was there. You emotions take over.
Hey, well, at least you didn't have a coach that was lacing up and taking on the other team too when you were there. Come on, man.
Remember Zook got fired because he went to the frat house because the team was about to fight and Zook drove up and tried to fight the frat boys with the team. It was crazy. It was nuts.
I will say this, that mistake by your assistant coach a few weeks ago, it kind of all clicked for me. It's why when coaches go in the middle of a brawl, they turn back to their own team. Because it doesn't matter if you beat the crap out of your own team, but it matters if you touch the other team, right?
Yep.
Gino Toretta, enjoy California. Send us a picture from In-N-Out.
Will do. See you guys.
Gino Toretta joins us every week courtesy of the local 519 Plumbers Union.
with all the changes in how America does business, you can count on one thing, a union trained plumber from the local 519. Join a winning team today with local 519 Plumbers Union, a proven path to a strong career. Visit plumbers519.com.
This is Hawk, Crowder, and Solana.
This will be a 34-yard try, and this is for a win. This could be for a national championship. It's up. Missed it to the right. You.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.